I'm here in Brighton with Roger Kay, who founded and runs the Rialto Theatre. Roger, you are a theatre maker, but you also run a venue. And you're going to go up to the Edinburgh Fringe looking for work. And you're not going for a day trip, are you? You're going for quite a long time. So what's that all about?
Well, Paul, yeah, hi. I'm going up for about 10 days, predominantly to scout for talent. The Rialto's Brighton Fringe this year was in part predicated on the shows that we'd seen the previous year in Edinburgh. And there's such a wide breadth of genre and the quality and style of shows at Edinburgh that we can cherry-pick those companies that we want to deal with, those that want to tour to Brighton, very enthusiastic about coming to us, and want to appear in the space that we offer. So that's the main reason. It's partly that we also have an in-house company ourselves, and we are interested in taking something to Edinburgh in 2018, and it's just building up that experience of how people operate, how the venues would want to receive us.
Now, this is quite a brutal question, and I don't usually ask brutal questions, but you use the metaphor cherry pick. What's the difference between a rotten cherry and a ripe cherry?
I think it's an interesting question. As a private theatre with no funding and very little sponsorship, we have to be acutely aware of the financial aspect of any show. So immediately we think, will people want to pay to come see this? But more than that, we're really interested in the quality of the show. So for me, does the show have artistic values that we embrace? Will the paying public of Brighton actually wish to come and see this? Because if they don't, you can have the most wonderful piece on the planet. If nobody comes, what's the point?
So that's the market focus, which you've come back to in answering that question. But I guess, I mean, we're sitting here at a table in Pavilion Gardens with a piece of A4 paper that's got a type list, which I'm not going to reveal, of shows that you're already cherry-picking in advance and hoping to go and see. And some of those are going to be invited back to your theatre venue. And you described it as a small private venue, but it's also a kind of headline fringe venue down here at the world's second largest arts festival, which is Brighton Fringe. So for shows not on that list, but you kind of told me before I started this interview, you've got some space in your schedule. You know, what chance, what does a company need to do to have a chance to, you know, be invited by a professional, you know, venue like yours, say, to come to the Brighton Fringe? What do they need to be?
I think initially they need to want to tour. And sometimes people say they do and they don't really. There is a financial aspect for any company to tour, which we understand only too acutely. There has to be a quality threshold. While we are understanding of new work at the Fringe, and the Fringe can be experimental in nature, we still have to have a quality threshold. We believe that the Rialto is known for the high standards of quality in the shows that we produce and show.
And you like new writing and new takes on old work?
Yes, we do. I think there are two strands to that, as in we as in our in-house company, if we have a genre, it is that of the modern classic, and we are simplistic in our style. We don't like overly directed, overly produced shows. But in terms of those shows that we host, anything modern is interesting to us, although, again, that's not to say that we would prevent a take on Shakespeare or the Greek classics. There is, in fact, one take on a Greek classic which we're planning to see in Edinburgh. So everything's up for grabs. We do predominantly wish to show drama, I would say. There are other spaces in the city for musicals, dance pieces, which probably are better placed at other venues.
Now, just to take a case example for anyone listening to this that's kind of thinking, well, what about my show? I'm going to name drop. I saw a show called Cracked Tiles, which was in Edinburgh. It was a solo show, very, very hard-hitting story of, you know, an Italian family living life in Scotland and, you know, the generations, and particularly told through the eyes, the mouth of an individual, and that was essentially what the story centred on. How did that end up in Brighton?
We made contact with a guy called Renz, who was actually appearing in two shows at Edinburgh. One was Cracked Tiles, you say, the other one being Poet of the Impossible.
That was a magic show, wasn't it?
It was a magic show fused with poetry, which was sounded very unlikely. However, it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. We were just entranced from start to finish. Renz brought both of his shows to us. Now, I can't actually remember offhand whether we hooked up with Renz because of your recommendation, or because he contacted us, or maybe he contacted us because you asked him to. But however that happened, that magic happened, if you will, and we had a coffee with Renz and we saw his show and we invited him down. And he had two lovely shows in our space, and we're still friends with him now.
And so, yeah, there's a mix sometimes of the reviews, you know, the provenance that groups grow from playing different fringe festivals. They might end up in somewhere like the Rialto Theatre. Now, this is all very sensible. Let's get a bit not very sensible for a moment. So when you're sitting in a space, you're wearing different hats. I know you are, Roger. You're a theatre maker. You're a director. You've written. But also you're running a venue that can't afford to financially fail, as you've said, and it needs to be, you know, commercially viable too. When you are sitting in a theatre and you see a piece of work that lights you up and you go, we have to have this, what's lit you up?
I think, crikey, that's a question. I think when it comes to theatre, first of all, my question is always, do I believe it? Do I believe what I'm seeing? Am I engaged? Do I believe that there is a sufficient hook that a touring company can come to Brighton and we can persuade the people of Brighton to shell out their £10 to come and see this? So I think it's going to vary from case to case, but I can only come back to the, do I believe what I'm seeing?
So there's something about people needing to convince you to believe in them. And so when you've done that and you go, well, I wasn't expecting to see this and this has hit me, this has knocked me for six and I do believe in it, is that enough? Do you then contact the companies? I mean, how do you then translate that into a, you know, an arts industry kind of conversation about, you know, we're here to book work and you're going to make it to Brighton?
In some cases, they would have contacted us and invited us to shows. In some cases, we would have met them at some network events. For instance, last year we attended the Edinburgh Fringe Network brunch, which was, I think, 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock on the second and third Sundays. Which was very well attended and very worthwhile for those of you going to Edinburgh for the first time. In some cases they contact us, in some cases we like the look of a piece, or they have a reputation, or there is a recommendation from somebody like Fringe Review, and we will contact them. As long as we have that dialogue, we can then take that forward after the Fringe. Once the dust has settled, we will start to schedule Brighton Fringe around about the middle of September onwards, and taking it all the way through to the middle of January. And it's a constant dialogue with people, and trying to fit a jigsaw puzzle of Fringe events together.
So, final question then. I guess I'm tapping into some of your hard-won wisdom here. If I'm a company in Edinburgh, I'm going to go out for the month and there's a real danger that we just crash in September, October. So there is a genuine ambition to tour. Any advice that you could give to those companies?
I think before you get to Edinburgh and you've expended all that energy, which we completely understand, have a think about how 2018 is going to look for you. If you want to go to Avignon, if you want to go to Prague, if you want to go to Brighton, have a think in advance, and maybe contact people through the Edinburgh Fringe who would be decent representatives of that fringe, and then at least you have that contact. And the chances are they will contact you afterwards in any event. But it's about organisation for me. It would be entirely natural for September to come and go with a company just saying, no, we have had enough now. But come the 1st of October, you should be looking to have a diary entry saying, we need to now contact three or four people. That's what I would do.
So, Fringe Makers, you've got about a week to run before it all kicks off, and it sounds like you need to be thinking about that now. And if you haven't done, it's still not too late. You've got a few days. So, Roger Kay from the Rialto Theatre, thanks very much.
Thanks, Paul.